They say not to judge a book by its cover. I'm also hoping you don't want to judge it by its title, and also not necessarily judge a play by its title. The play is The Dog Dies, which sounds pretty sad up front, and I don't know if I need a trigger warning, but I have some people here who are going to tell me all about it. I have the playwright, Hannah, welcome.
Thank you. Hi.
I have Naomi, one of the actors.
Hello.
And Akeisha, another one of the actors. Welcome.
Hey.
Hannah, I have to start with you. Do I need a trigger warning for this particular play? Because The Dog Dies is pretty much laying it right out there.
Yeah, that is the trigger warning. That is part of the idea with the title, for sure. There is a dog that passes away in this play. It's a play about pet loss.
Okay, so with that known now, and maybe some people deciding to turn away a little bit, let's talk a little bit more about what this play is in general.
So I'm a veterinarian, and I am also a comedian. So I wanted to kind of tell the story of the people that I interacted with in my work in veterinary medicine every day. I've witnessed a lot of pet loss, of course, as a vet, and I've seen the intensity and the beauty of the bonds between pets and their people, and how intense that experience of pet loss is. And I wanted to kind of capture that, but do it in an approachable way, which is why The Dog Dies is also a comedy musical. It's very fun and funny a lot of the time, but of course there is also that tragic part of it, which is a lot like pet ownership itself. It's mostly fun, but there is a lot of hardship in it too.
I think it's really important to mention that comedy part as early as possible, just because it seems so sad up to that point. So comedian and vet, are those a natural combination?
You know what? I think in some ways, yes, there are dozens of us. There are other comedian veterinarians out there. I think that to cope with the intensity of the work, there is a lot of humor used, sometimes dark humor, but just in general, I think that's kind of a natural human impulse. I wouldn't say it's the most common combination, but there are others for sure.
Well, and now you add playwright onto this list of achievements. Have you been a playwright before? Is this your first play?
This is my first play, yes.
So what made you go beyond just a joke or two here to something a lot more long form?
Well, I have written sketch comedy before, so I have experience in that kind of area, but I wanted to tell the story properly, and I felt very compelled to tell this story. And it felt like I had this opportunity, which was very generously provided by Solo Chicken Productions and by the Notable Acts Theatre Festival and Arts and B. And I felt I wanted to do it justice, which meant an entire play.
Well, how long did it take you to do this play? Is this something that once you had the idea or the opportunity, it flowed out on paper, or was this a tough process for you?
It was a bit of a mix. Initially, I started writing the play after I lost a dog at work, and it just really, really impacted me. I sketched out the beats of the play and I titled it, and that hasn't changed at all up until now. But filling it in, filling out all the details, bringing the dog to life and having the dog die was incredibly difficult. It was, I think, definitely for me, a lot of processing of the things I've seen, the traumas I've experienced in my work. So at some points it was very difficult to kind of follow through. At some points I was like, maybe he lives. Like I was like, maybe I'm wrong, but no.
Twist in the last act, the dog actually.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I understand, from what I understand, you know, processing grief and comedy do go well together. They are ways of releasing some of that pent up emotion. They're ways of dealing with it, of understanding it. So you also are going to be playing in this play. Was that always the idea? Did you always feel very much resonant with a character?
Yeah, I always hoped to be in the play. There is a veterinarian, and initially when I was writing it, I was like, well, I would play the veterinarian. But then I felt that That's something that's a world that I know so well, and I really wanted to have musical elements. And so, from a storytelling perspective, it just made more sense for me to play the human, the owner of the dog, who is the one primarily singing, because a big part of my comedic practice is musical comedy. So it's something that just kind of naturally made sense.
So yeah, we need to add another hyphenate onto the long list of jobs here with the musical. Was it always a musical? Was that something, because you've done the musical comedy, you had to do it this way?
Yes, it was always a musical. I thought that that would be the best way to kind of get people into the world and face and kind of come to terms with the loss of the dog and maybe their own experiences of pet loss. I think I tried to take a maximalist approach to making it as approachable as possible, and so that's why musical.
I think the word maximalist counts very well in this approach. Let's turn to you, Acacia. Who do you play within this?
I play the human Hannah's character's love interest, Carmen.
Interesting that you described it as the human love interest. I'm not sure if that was a
Oh,
intentional or
sorry.
not.
Hannah's character is called human in the play.
Okay. That's not confusing at all from the outside.
I know.
So tell me about human then. Who is this person?
My character?
Oh,
Or
sorry. You're playing human and then, oh my God. So
it's
Acacia,
confusing.
what's your character's name then? Or do they
I'm
have a name?
Carmen. I'm
Carmen.
Carmen, the love interest to human.
To human. Oh boy.
Yeah, and my character is kind of like the grounding force to human. And yeah, eventually, the dog is a very important part of that too. And so we kind of like form a team to like help human through her life.
So, do you get to play if there's comedy involved? Are you the straight person? Are you j cracking the jokes? What's your role there?
I have a few jokes. I guess I'm more, I guess like in general, I'm more of the person who's like, leading the scenes and like calming down human. But no, I totally have a few gags.
Is not going to be easy for me to remember a human as the character you. It's
Yeah, I think it's
intriguing
pretty
and.
cool.
It fits within the sort of strange space that plays create, where you get to do things like that that wouldn't necessarily make sense to a person walking down the street. But Naomi, are you? I don't even know what to ask. What your character might be in this, but I'm assuming perhaps the veterinarian. I think that's something we haven't heard of yet.
I have a couple characters, but the main one is the vet, and then I also puppeteer the dog,
Oh
Steve.
no, Steve the dog. This is getting
Yeah.
sadder and sadder by the moment, though, after being a
No,
puppeteer.
the more details you get about the dog, the sadder it gets.
So, what was it like taking on the role of the veterinarian? Because, and I'm assuming that Hannah filled you in tons of detail about the emotional turmoil you're meant to portray.
Yeah, Hannah was very helpful. We had like on our first day, she gave a very great like rundown about the job and what it's like interacting with people and just a lot of things that she's been through. I also had a very sick cat the last few years, so I've spent a lot of time in veterinarian offices. So it's yeah, and good experiences with the vets. Like everyone was so loving and empathetic towards me and, my pet, and so I learned a lot just kind of watching that, and I'm very excited to kind of pay homage to these very impressive people.
I do have to ask about the puppeting of Steve, however.
Please.
Is this Steve before deceased, or is this Steve the angel? I don't understand where this might come in.
It's so, yeah, the play takes place, but sort of, it's like,
non-linear.
yeah, it's non-linear. So it's memories of Steve, and like it's so I'm playing him in the present moment as Steve, so not Steve watching from above.
Does Steve speak? Does Steve have lines?
Steve does not have lines per se, but he says a lot, is what I'll say. I would say like Steve offers a lot of comedic relief in this
Oh,
show.
definitely.
Yeah, there's a lot of physicality there and just little interjections, but he's not a talking dog, but he has a lot to say at the same time.
Hannah, I've done a little bit of script writing. I've never tried to script write for a dog who's being puppeted in the scene. What do you write for that? And there's no dialogue, it sounds like, but there's definitely some spoken or some something being said.
Yeah, for a lot of basically all of Steve's barks. So anytime I felt Steve needed to interject, I would put Steve barks or Steve whines or Steve howls or whatever sound he's making. And then I would also put the thoughts that are kind of going into that. So it would be like, Steve barks, she's the coolest person I've ever met. Like, she's my best friend. Or, Steve barks, why won't you let me have more food? Stuff like that. So it's very much his mentality is portrayed in the script, and then it's up to the actors to make those barks make sense, I guess,
Make
within
sense.
the scene. Yeah.
I mean, back to you, Naomi. That's a lot to put into a couple of motions. How did were you able to translate that?
Well, I think Hannah did a really great job of being very descriptive with those like emotions and feelings that a dog is having. And I think too, in the process, at first I overcomplicated it, but then I remembered, like, a dog is they're having feelings and thoughts, but they're not like insanely complex. So it's more just focusing on like the emotion of what they need at that moment, or the love that they're feeling, or the excitement. So I think just focusing on the basics and then making those very strong, I think has helped me make him seem clear, if that makes sense.
Did you have a stunt dog or a model dog to learn from all of the different subtleties?
No, I didn't go method with it. I should have. We should have had a stage dog.
Yeah.
No, just reflecting on past pets and famous dogs from movies.
Hannah, Steve?
So the dog's full name is Steve Buscemi. And the dog is a Chihuahua mix, which I felt was appropriate. I've met a lot of animals, of course, in my work, and I've come across some awesome names. And a lot of the ones I love the most are like celebrities. Like, I had a cat once whose name was Academy Award winner Tom Hanks, with the full Academy
Crazy.
Award winner in. And so I loved that. And that's, yeah, Steve Buscemi is the dog.
I'm definitely sensing some comedy here, just in some of these small bits. Hannah, did you talk to your colleagues about this? Did any of them know that this is coming out, and or you want to surprise them with this?
I have spoken with them about it. I've received a lot of wonderful support from my friends and colleagues, especially at Southpaw Animal Hospital, where I used to work in Fredericton. But I have really, really. I think that I'm trying to capture experiences that are very, very common in the vet world. So I'm hoping that they feel honored in the work that they do by the play. So there are many of them coming. And also, there is a technician as well. RVTs, vet techs, are big parts of the veterinary team, and they do a lot of the work as well. So I hope that they all feel represented.
Do you feel that it is a misunderstood or underappreciated profession?
I think in some ways, yes. I think that a lot of people have a lot of respect for veterinarians, and I think that I have never felt misunderstood or disrespected in a particularly intense way, but I know many, many people have. They've had very difficult experiences. I think that the hardest part of the work, for me at least, is that people maybe willing and wanting to care for their pet, but they just don't have the financial resources all the time. And that's a constant struggle in veterinary medicine, and it can create situations where people have a lot of anger towards vets. And frankly, I understand it completely, but it can make our jobs incredibly difficult, because we're not just trying to save a life or improve a life or get you through one of the hardest days of your life. We're also having to manage a lot in the background. Vets have a very high burnout and a very high suicide rate as a result of the working conditions that we are in all the time. So I think that's a mixture of how we are treated by the public sometimes, but it's also part of the nature, like the capitalist nature of the work. Yeah.
And oftentimes there's less you can do potentially for a pet than might be for a human being as well. The procedures
Absolutely.
aren't as in depth.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But you took all of this and you made it a musical. And how do you transform this into a musical? Is it always about just singing around the house and going, that's the line I need? Or do you have to reformat the idea of a regular dialogue and turn it into a musical?
Well, the musical is all happens outside of the vet office. So within the context of the veterinary office, there's very little magical realism or musicality. But when we're back in their memories with Steve, that's where all that music stuff happens. So it felt very natural to write songs about what it's like to have a pet. Like there are love songs and there are songs about, what would our ancestors think if they could see how dedicated we are to this small dog instead of to like a child? There's one song where the human is feeling very haughty and like she's better than everyone else because she's rescued a dog. So it was easy to kind of come up with ideas of the material for the songs.
I mean, it sounds tremendous. The every stage of this is an extra hyphen onto the things you can do, which is pretty amazing. Tell me about how you decided to set. Actually, are you directing the play as well, or is someone else directing it?
So Lisa Ross is directing the play from Solo Chicken Production.
So you're kind of on both sides of it then. You're inputting the language on one side, you're portraying a character on the other. What's it like to have a director there who's also trying to interpret this story and put it on the stage?
It's wonderful. Lisa is an excellent director, and she's been so generous with being collaborative in that sense. So I've never felt like my vision wasn't being respected or anything like that. But also, I really trust her and the entire team. And I've been really excited to see how they have interpreted what I wrote. Some of the things that they've done have been like exactly what I pictured, and some of them have been happy surprises. But pretty much none of them have been things where I've been like, oh, this is totally wrong. So it's been a joy.
I think that every playwright probably has that experience of seeing something in their play they didn't realize was there because other people are interacting with it. And I've got to wonder if during the production, during the creation of the actual stage play, on the stage, did things change for you? Did you see things differently, or did you have to adjust any of the comedy or the darker bits for that matter?
I think that one thing that really stood out to me was human and Carmen's relationship, the dynamics there. When I was writing human, I wanted to write her as kind of like a reactive dog, and then like the other people in her life kind of re rehabilitate her into like a nicer person, her dog and Carmen. And it just really struck me how like gentle and caring Carmen was. And there have been decisions, like Lisa made a lot of decisions around the staging of the play where the apartment that they live in gets homier and cozier and nicer to live in as she gets further in her relationship with Carmen, which kind of I think reflects like the internal world of human where she gets safe, like mentally safer for herself, which is unexpected but beautiful.
How did that transformation feel to you, Akela? Was that something, Acacia, sorry, that came out of what you saw in the character, or was it a reflection kind of what Lisa and Hannah were talking about?
It definitely was all in the script for me. Like coming up with this character was like a breeze because, along with Lisa's direction and like coaching, this character became like just like the sweetest person and kind of like the heart of the play a little bit alongside Steve whenever they get to like team up.
And Naomi, in playing Steve, what did you discover about your deeper human self?
Question. That's a great question. I don't know if I've found out yet. I guess, it's nice to think of a home from a dog's eyes, I guess. Like, and I guess that's not an answer about my human self, but I guess my human self thinking about how pets see us in the world, which I hadn't thought about on this deep of a level before. Like, yeah. Just there's so many, how do I word it? Like seeing their relationship build through his eyes, which he doesn't really understand, but still appreciates and can see. Anyway, I'm rambling a bit, but yeah, I think just seeing things through a pet's eyes is very amazing.
It was a bit of a challenging question to ask as
That's okay.
well.
It was great.
So, this play is going to be staged where? What is the physical setting of this of the stage play?
So the play is, do you mean like the theater that it's in or the stage?
Kind of both, actually.
So the setting of the play, it really takes place between the human and Carmen's apartment, where Steve lives, of course. There are some scenes at the park and things like that, places where dogs like to go, and then the vet's office. So there are really three spaces, but all of them exist on the stage at once, and we kind of move fluidly between them as needed. And it's happening at Memorial Hall on UNB campus, July 23rd to 25th, as part of the Notable Acts Theater Festival.
So it sounds like it's going to be intriguing. I got to ask though, because we did kind of lead with this somewhat of a trigger warning. Should people be bringing tissues or should they be making sure they can laugh and giggle throughout the play comfortably?
I would say both, for
Yeah,
sure.
totally.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a tremendous play, and I think it's going to mean a lot to pet owners. I think I know a lot of people who've lost a pet, and it is a very sad moment. But when they start reflecting on the pet that they've had, they inevitably smile through the tears. So I'm expecting kind of the same thing from this.
Yeah, that's very much the idea. I hope that pet owners feel that they and their pet are honored.
Well, Hannah is the playwright and also playing human in the play, which again still throws me a little bit. Acacia is playing Carmen, a human's love interest, and Naomi is playing both the vet and Steve, the dog. The Dog Dies comes out soon as part of the Notable Acts Theater Festival. Thank you guys so much for joining me.
Thank
Thank
you.
you.